So let's go to Romans 14, too, because I have no idea what it is. And I heard it maybe 10 to 15 times. So it was being repeated over and over. And I said, Lord, okay.
Ready?
Yes.
For one believes he may eat all things, but he who eats is weak.
It's
14:2, right?
14:2. One man's faith allows him to.
One believes he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats only vegetables.
And it's entitled "The Weak and the Strong." Accept him whose faith, verse 1, whose faith is weak, without passing judgment or dispute on disputable matters. One man's faith allows him to eat everything, but another man whose faith is weak eats only vegetables. The man who eats everything must look down, the man who eats everything must not look down on him who does not. And the man who does not eat everything must not condemn the one who does. For God has accepted him who eats. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? This is right in line with the vision that there are times that I said to you when I was at that party that the Lord was reminding me, remember, at one time you had the same understanding and the same comfort zone that they're in. All right? Only because he chose to reveal himself to me in multiples of ways have I been able to mature into a different level. For some, it's something that you and I need to remember, that if we judge someone else in their faith and in their place of servanthood, if you wish, which is what I was trying to imply to you guys on Sunday when I watched my wife being a tool to encourage one that's falling apart. All right? And that one that's falling apart is really struggling with the decision that is really, there's no choice, it's already done. But because my wife has lived in that place of trust and has chosen to trust, she was actually now able to help this woman who is in a, let's say, a very uncomfortable place. And literally using, a raffle of, I didn't tell you guys what she won Sunday, but it was really funny. There was like a bunch of items on a table, and you bought tickets and with numbers, and then they would just say, number such and such is getting this item. Well, some of them were like dollar store items, but this particular thing was a tray, plastic tray, with that stuff that you put seeds in, and three or four packages of seed. And this is what she won. So my wife says, well, you're going to have an early garden. Look what God has supplied. So, disarm the depression, disarm the hopelessness of, the circumstance. And it was funny. And the other lady, she's holding on to this. I wanted to give it away. My wife says, you need to give it to your husband. So it became funny, but at the same time, it lightened up this woman's heart. So what God has chosen for someone to do or to be, at least that's what it says to me, God's the only one that can do these things. And he directs. And I would like to see sometimes what I would like in their lives. Just like I cried out to the Lord today for someone. And the Lord had me give a buzz, and they're having a very, very hard time. and physically, emotionally, in every level. And I was reading something and I saw their face. So obviously I called and I said, you need to study such and such. And I think some answers are going to come. And then they reminded me that they were being a little stubborn. And of course I relate, because I know what that can be like. And choosing to follow what the doors that had opened, you know, because sometimes the doors open and you don't want to walk through them because you're afraid. Anybody relate? Mm-hmm. And so the anointing came and they were able to walk through. And so now they made the choice to go forward and to receive the help that they need. And I pray that they will be liberated, because that's the goal. You know, you want to see them in freedom. But sometimes I would like to take the pain away, as I like to see people free. And I think all of us would like to see someone else in a freedom maybe that you have or I have, but they don't have it. Or maybe they've chosen a different course. And I'll remind you again that, you know, when you look at Joseph, here he's got 11 brothers, and he's the one that's persecuted. He's the one that's thrown into the pit, and doesn't understand, and he's quite proud. And God decides to use him anyway. And the others are thinking that, you know, and I mean, let's face it, they lied, they covered themselves up. They probably had a party with the money they got from the sale of their brother. But then they have to live with it. You know, they have to live with the choice that they made out of a moment of jealousy and anger.
And frustration.
Frustration. They couldn't stand the kid. You know, I mean, here's Dad loving this little shrimp, and he doesn't deserve any more love than we do, and he doesn't even work. And look what he gets. You know? I mean, it's ironic sometimes when we look at one man's faith allows him to eat everything. And the other one is weak. He can only eat veggies. Well, that's okay. Let that one who has chosen what he's chosen, their freedom.
I like where it says, after that he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him strong.
Well, that's the point. You know, when God made the 11 flow with, you know, their father to a foreign land, I mean, that couldn't have been easy. But they did. And they put their money in their, you know, pouch, and off they went to purchase, and then got accused of stealing, which was not exactly too swift. But it still was God's plan to save a whole nation. And sometimes we don't understand why we're here, or why we're in the circumstances we're in. And we get tired. We'd like to see a different pattern. I jolted when I realized the trenches. Immediately, I saw myself on the mountain, and I saw the piece of rock that I have at home. And see, there's one way to bring a piece of Israel home: you put it in your pocket. It's a sample. But we don't understand sometimes why we do, or what we see, or why we obey and just carry out a commission. Because we don't understand. And we expect sometimes someone else to deliver us, or we try to deliver ourselves. And the one that said, I've got to, you know, like you said, you know, God is able to make you stand. God is able to make you free. God is able to strengthen you in whatever weakness you have. I see that in my own life. In corners that I used to be extremely weak, now they become a strong point, and I can help others. last faith. Say, Lord Jesus, whatever soft spots I have, called weaknesses, you're the only one that can make me stand. I've tried to depend on myself and clean myself up without all the success. So I'm submitting to you as your child. Continue the process.
Continue the process
of setting me free.
Of setting me free.
And making me stand.
And making me stand.
When I don't have any energy of my own.
When I don't have any energy of my own.
Through you I am.
Through you I am.
More than able.
More than able.
And the anointing.
And the anointing.
Will break the yoke.
Break the yoke.
Of fear tactics.
Of fear tactics.
That attack my mind.
That attack my mind.
Attack my emotions.
Attack my emotions.
And they might even attack my body.
My body.
But for your glory,
continue
the restoration,
the recreation
that you have begun in me.
That you have begun in me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.